Here's a thought I'll title, Photography as an Extreme Sport. I'm talking about the amazing, not-to-be-believed photograph that we all love, and we all make them, and we all enjoy them. Things like sunsets at the beach, or the peak moment of action in a sporting event, or some spectacular bit of mind-boggling landscape, you know, Yellowstone Park or Yosemite or something, or the extraordinarily beautiful model. That kind of photography is what I refer to as photography as an extreme sport. But I think the problem with that kind of photography is it does a disservice to the art of seeing. And by that I mean that, for me, the real joy of photography is getting out in the world like I'm here and just looking at things that aren't necessarily mind-bogglingly spectacular. Sometimes it's rather ordinary. But we have the opportunity to make something that's interesting and extraordinary. And sometimes that might involve, like today, some pretty spectacular clouds. Sometimes it might not. Photography doesn't always have to be an extreme sport. And if it is, then I think it removes from our consciousness all kinds of less than extraordinarily spectacular possibilities. Seeing is the real art of photography, not exposing and cameras and processing and Photoshop knowledge. Seeing is where the real heart of photography is. And the spectacular photography is extreme sport kind of seeing kind of doesn't require any talent. Anybody can look at a beautiful sunset at the beach and say, wow, isn't this spectacular? Or a fantastic light on Half Dome and say, wow, isn't this spectacular? But can you look at an ordinary boulder and see the beauty in that? That's a different sort of seeing.